Popular Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now!
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
5:11, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, Monday afternoon, nice weather. Austin's going to be all over that in just a few minutes. He has the five-day forecast pulled out for us.
I sure do.
So it's been a very extremely busy day. National Hurricane Center in the news today, talking about getting ready for June 1st, and we all know that's kickoff of hurricane season. Okay, I said it. I'm sorry, but we have to talk about that. We'll be talking a couple of stories this hour about that. But first of all, let's go ahead and jump into the top three trending stories this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, Escambia County residents could see fire fees double. Escambia commissioners holding off on increasing fees, at least for now. In 2 weeks, commissioners will revisit this issue. Escambia County commissioners were present with options to raise the fee it charges homeowners and businesses to fund the county fire department. They did this during the May 1st meeting. Now, commissioners agreed to come back here, see what comes out of the next SRIA meeting. That will happen on May 14th, and then they will discuss the issue again at their next meeting on May 15th. You following all this?
Yeah, I'm with you. And the last spring meteor shower set to peak tonight into early Tuesday morning. You can expect the Eta Aquarids to generate about 10 meteors per hour. You will have the best shot at seeing meteors when it's darkest outside, usually in the pre-dawn hours. And you're going to want to find a secluded spot that's away from light pollution and has a clear view of the sky, of course. Local residents can find a public beach access spot for the best viewing angles.
Yeah, watch it now. I'm going to be out there tonight in my lawn chair. And I'm going to, I've had it to myself for quite a while. Now I'm going to look around. There's going to be hundreds of people around.
Yes.
Come on out.
You're so selfless.
No, come on out. Come on out. Park in the parking lot, park west, before you go into Pickens. And that's the great place. That's the secret spot, folks. Just take it on out. Not much light. There's no, what much? There's no light at all out there on the aisle. You can see the show, and it's absolutely a great place to do it. Okay, let me go ahead and roll out number three for you this afternoon. Yeah, these are the stories we're following for you. Summer's always hot, but this year is shaping up to be what they say, real hot. The Old Farmer's Almanac says June through August could feature sweltering heat, severe weather, intense wildfires, and the start of an active Atlantic Basin hurricane season. The Gulf, of course, is warm and will lead to intense severe weather events into and throughout the summer. Predictions indicate a gradual buildup to record-breaking heat with above-normal temps across northwest Florida.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, first up, FHP says a man was arrested for DUI after crashing into an Escambia Sheriff's Deputy Patrol vehicle on I-10 yesterday. The deputy was driving in the inside lane when a sedan swerved over and crashed into the rear of the patrol vehicle. Nobody was hurt, luckily. FHP says signs of impairment were observed as troopers investigated the crash. 44-year-old Michael Turpin was arrested and taken to the Escambia County Jail, where he's being held on a $1,000 bond.
Okay, 40-year-old Ronald McKinney Jr. of Cantonment charged with allegedly stealing over $5,200 from the Tate High School band boosters. This isn't nice.
Not cool, man.
It really isn't. He was arrested on felony charges of grand theft, fraud, fraudulent use of a credit card. According to an arrest report, the investigation began when school officials reported possible financial irregularities within the Boosters Association. McKinney resigned as chairman of the band Boosters, as he says, for personal reasons. This happened during October, get this, happened during an October 25th, 2024 football game. Mm. Nice place to do this. He held the chairman position since July 2021.
And a pilot in training crashed while attempting to come in for a landing in Okaloosa County on Saturday. Officials say the accident happened in an open field off Cooper Lane in Holt. The sheriff's office says the plane crashed into a fence, and fortunately, the pilot did not sustain serious injuries.
Yeah, I saw he ended up in the trees. I got a chance to see the presser on that one. 5:15, Austin Price looking at the weather. Local traffic together on News Radio 92.3. Is it good or is it bad?
Well, we got some good news and bad news. Some good news is that this traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. But looking at the roads here, do have several spots of note, unfortunately. Let's see. Got some backups at the intersection of Pine Forest Road and 9 Mile. So if you're traveling eastbound on 9 Mile towards that intersection, got some backups there. Same with traveling northbound on Pine Forest Road. Also got some backups in both the east and west directions on I-10. This is going to be if you are traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp or eastbound passing over Highway 29. There was accidents reported earlier this hour in that area causing those backups. And we recently had a texter letting us know that there was a motorcyclist down. It says 10 eastbound crawl accident before the Pensacola exit, assuming that they were talking about the same issues there. We will be keeping an eye on that, though, seeing if we can substantiate some details on that situation. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 77 degrees, going to be a low of 65 tonight. Tomorrow, going to see some slight rain chances of about 20-30%. High is going to be 80, low is going to be 69.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Can you say pop-up showers on that forecast?
Sure.
That's what it's about. I mean, you know, you can see the pattern already starting to develop, the afternoon pattern, with the thunder bumpers out there to the north and playing out. Pop-up showers, pretty good investment in that terminology. Two U.S. congresswomen from South Florida demanding answers from contracted workers and a facility where a detained migrant died after complaining of chest pains. Even Brown has more from Miami.
U.S. representatives from Florida say supervisors were not forthcoming during their tour of the Broward Transitional Center. It is a facility contracted by Immigration and Customs Enforcement to house detained migrants and where a woman, a Haitian national, died while in custody, allegedly not getting health care when reporting chest pain. Congresswoman Sheila Sherfillis McCormick.
When we started asking more about that doctor, she refused to answer that question. Then when we asked about how many health care professionals, she stopped answering questions.
The woman, 44-year-old Marie-Ange Blaise, was interdicted as she tried boarding a flight to North Carolina from the U.S. Virgin Islands and already had a removal order. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And former NFL star Jason Pierre-Paul is claiming his $400,000 watch was stolen at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Hollywood during Formula One weekend. He says he was leaving nightclub D-A-E-R, I guess that's Dares, VIP area early Sunday morning when a group surrounded him and didn't move. About 15 minutes later, he realized his Richard Mille was missing. Police are investigating the theft, and it's the second case of a watch being stolen from the nightclub. So we got a former Florida-based NFL star having his watch stolen in Florida. That's not cool.
519. News Radio 92.3. This is the funny thing. You've got to see the B-roll. You got to see the B-roll on this to get the full impact. A Mayday call in Miami. I want to set this up for you. The Mayday call went out in Miami as a Lamborghini luxury yacht sank with influencers on board. By the way, the yacht cost a little more than $4 million. Dana Marie McNichol in Miami with more, and it's funny, as the people that were on the boat were sitting on the hull of the waiting to be rescued, what were they doing? Putting on life preservers? Heck no, they were taking selfies.
This all happened Saturday evening. That 63-foot yacht started to go under. The 32 people quickly climbed to the front and waited to get rescued by the Coast Guard. Now, this yacht is ultra luxury. According to Yacht Buyer, only 34 have been sold around the world. A passenger tells us the yacht was not a charter, but privately owned, and the owner was on board while the boat was going down. The passenger claims the yacht has been in and out of the shop, dealing with mechanical issues. The Coast Guard tells Fox News no citations were issued.
All righty, just about 5:20 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of the biggest stories happening across your country today, right here on News Radio 92.3.
Hey, Northwest Florida, Dave Ramsey here. I want to tell you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors and humidity issues. So, if you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768. They've been trusted members of the community for over 30 years. And remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. And be sure and tell them that Dave Ramsey sent you.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Do you ever feel powerless? Powerless to change your circumstances? So did the man at the pool of Bethesda in John chapter 5. This man had an infirmity that rendered him powerless for 38 years. Do you know what changed everything for this man? It was the day he met Jesus. The powerless man met the powerful Son of God. Jesus said unto him, "Rise, take up thy bed and walk." And immediately this man picked up his bed and walked for the first time in 38 years. I don't know what it is that's making you feel powerless, whether it's financial, physical, or relational, but I do know that the all-powerful God can meet your need if you'll put your faith in Him.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of Northstone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
My name is Ariel. I moved to the U.S. at 19. I spoke no English and I struggled finding job opportunities. Everything I have, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and getting my high school diploma at age 22.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Greater Pensacola's leaders are in the tallest buildings and smallest shops, and they come together here to drive growth and innovation, to bridge industries, to share fresh ideas, and to understand how they can play a part in Greater Pensacola's success. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
News Radio Pensacola has a team of experienced and award-winning journalists dedicated to bringing you the most accurate and up-to-date news coverage. Informative, local, dependable.
No sugar tonight in my coffee. No sugar tonight in my tea. No sugar to stand beside me. No sugar to run with me.
Now return you to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Okay, 524 News Radio 92.3 mortgage rates. Yes, if you're, I feel it's my duty here, especially if you're in the market for buying or selling a home. Here's your rates, strictly a little higher today. Remain below the 7% mark. Mortgage News Daily reporting average rate on the 30-year fixed mortgage, 6.90%. The average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage is 6.19%. Stocks ending down this afternoon, breaking a 9-day winning streak. Hillary Barsky has your numbers.
Stocks losing steam heading into the closing bell and ending lower, with the Dow and S&P 500 snapping a 9-session winning streak amid renewed tariff tensions and as investors await the Fed's verdict on interest rates on Wednesday. On Sunday, President Trump threatened a 100% tariff on movies produced outside the U.S. Shares of entertainment giants like Netflix, Paramount, and Disney fell on the news. The president said he's looking to meet with some film industry officials about his plan. The Dow winners, IBM, McDonald's, Boston United Health, the Dow Decliners, Amazon, Apple, and Goldman Sachs. The Dow falling 99 points, the Nasdaq lower by 133, S&P 500 down 36. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
525, News Radio 92.3, Austin Price looking at the weather, and a lot of concerning traffic today that he's going to update you, especially if you're trying to maneuver Highway 29. Austin.
Yes. So, first of all, this traffic and weather update is brought to you by Mothers Against Drunk Driving. For victims of drunk and drug driving, your grief is unique, but you are not alone. You always have a place at MAD. Call the 24-hour victim helpline at 877-MADD-HELP or visit madd.org. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, Chris. Yeah, so we heard a texter drop in earlier at 850-437-1620. Always feel free to drop in. Heard a texter drop in saying, hey, listen, just saw a motorcycle accident, had to have some issues here. Well, this seems like this is the accident that person was talking about, because we have another texter dropping in saying that this happened on Highway 29 traveling northbound towards Broad Street. We do have a wave of congestion in that area. Allegedly, the biker was hit and is still being tended to or fixing to be tended to at this time. So we've got some backups on Highway 29 traveling in that direction. Also have some on I-10 traveling eastbound towards Highway 29 and on I-10 westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. Last major spot's going to be Palafox Street if you're traveling northbound towards Burgess Road. As for the weather, sitting at around 76 degrees, low of 65 tonight. Tomorrow, going to see, as you would say, Chris, some pop-up showers. 20 to 30% chance of rainfall throughout your Tuesday, where the high is going to be 80, the low is going to be 69.
A lot of folks funneling margaritas here this afternoon.
That is correct.
Your local bar, Mexican restaurant, may be a bit more crowded in the next few hours. Christian Goodwin has more on the history of Cinco de Mayo.
It's often a misconception, but Cinco de Mayo is not Mexico's Independence Day. It's actually celebrated on the 16th of September. Cinco de Mayo pays tribute to Mexico's victory against French troops in the 1862 Battle of Puebla. At the time, Mexico owed France, Spain, and England money, the European nations sending troops to demand funds, Spain and England reaching an agreement and leaving, but France attacked Mexican forces, Mexico's win inspiring the nation. While it's mostly celebrated in the Mexican state of Puebla, it's become a bigger holiday in the U.S., with folks across the country taking part in parades, parties, and indulging in margaritas, tequila, chips, and guacamole. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And the Trump administration offering $1,000 to migrants if they self-deport using a government app. According to an announcement from the Department of Homeland Security, the funds are a way for migrants to facilitate travel back to their home country, and payments will be made after their return has been confirmed through the CBP Home app. The app's webpage estimates that once approved, migrants would typically depart the U.S. within 3 weeks. Those who submit their intent to voluntarily self-deport will also be deprioritized for detention and removal ahead of their departure.
528 News Radio 92.3. When I hear stories like that, Austin, and you say, okay, they're going to get $1,000 for deportation purposes, things like that, I immediately think, well, why not $500? Why not $250? Who said $1,000's the...
Like, whose idea was that?
Yeah, well, why is that the point in terms of... The monetary point is what I'm talking about. Anyway, thanks for that story. Go on with that one. The former State Department analyst who was involved in an embezzling scheme netted her over $650,000. Well, she's paying for it now. Mark Meredith in Washington with the details.
For a little more than 2 years, as she was a senior budget analyst at the State Department, she admitted to abusing her access to the government's checking account, eventually embezzling $650,000 of taxpayer money. The 64-year-old Maryland woman issued 60 checks to herself, 3 checks to a friend. Prosecutors say she signed each check, then put them into her personal accounts. Prosecutors say the woman used the software QuickBooks to try to hide the scheme. She'll be sentenced in September, and she's agreed to pay restitution.
And a communications app seen being used by former National Security Advisor Mike Waltz is investigating a possible breach. The company that owns Telemessage said it acted quickly and suspended all services. Hackers claimed to have broken into a Telemessage server and downloaded files. Waltz appeared to be seen using the app in a picture taken by Reuters last week during a cabinet meeting. In March, of course, he came under scrutiny after mistakenly adding the Atlantic editor Jeff Goldberg to a Signal group chat, then shared sensitive information about military strikes.
Okay, workers have attached a chimney atop the Sistine Chapel ahead of the election process for the next pope. The chimney attached to the chapel before a new pope is elected will signal the election of Pope Francis' successor. All of the conclaves from the 1900s onward have ended in just under 4 days. A lot of folks wonder, how long is this going to take? There you go.
Takes
on average, 4 days.
And a firefighter paramedic says she heard Karen Reed say, "I hit him," the night John O'Keefe was found dead. In her murder trial, she's accused of killing her Boston cop boyfriend O'Keefe by hitting him with a car after a night of drinking in 2022. So we'll see how that develops. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Sports coming up in just 5 minutes.
I'm John Saucier. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent at the Milken Institute Global Conference in Los Angeles in support of President Trump's economic agenda, claiming so far in his second term, the Trump administration has been preparing for a golden age economy.
We have uprooted government waste and harmful regulations. We've planted the seeds of private investment. And we have fertilized the ground with fresh tax legislation.
Democratic lawmakers are concerned, though, especially about tariffs. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries claims that the Trump administration and the Republican Party are on a path of destruction concerning the economy.
Not a single bill, no executive order, no administrative action coming from this administration. They're crashing the economy in real time, driving us toward a recession.
It comes as the April jobs report was better than expected, but also a contraction of the U.S. economy in the first quarter. America's listening to Fox News.
Need an affordable medical clinic?
Go to a ProHealth location.
Need a walk-in or same-day appointment?
Go to a ProHealth location.
Need a $45 zero copay medical plan?
Go to ProHealthFL.com. ProHealth has always been known for being Pensacola's most trusted and affordable clinic and lab, but now ProHealth offers over 30 affordable ultrasounds too. You never need a doctor's order, and ProHealth allows you to pay with HSA or FSA funds for all their services. You can even schedule yourself at ProHealthFL.com. That's ProHealthFL.com.
When it comes to precious metals, there's only one place to consider, and that's Emerald Coast Coins. They're the local leader in dealing with coins and jewelry, gold, silver, diamonds, and sterling silver. Emerald Coast Coins buys, sells, and trades. And for the past 15 years, customers from all over the Gulf Coast have trusted Emerald Coast Coins for the best estimates and prices in town. Stop in today. Emerald Coast Coins on Creighton Road.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line, sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Hall's Hardware in Milton.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more. On News Radio Pensacola.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Here's today's top three stories.
Well, the Escambia County residents could see fire fees double. Escambia commissioners are holding off on increasing fees, at least for now, but in 2 weeks, commissioners will revisit the issue. Escambia County commissioners were presented with options to raise the fee it charges homeowners and businesses to fund the county fire department during its May 1st meeting. Commissioners agreed to see what comes out of the next SRIA meeting on May 14th and didn't discuss the issue again at their next meeting on May 15th.
All right, here's number two that we're diving into this afternoon. The last spring meteor shower set to peak tonight into early tomorrow morning. You can expect the Etta Aqua Rids meteor to generate about 10 meteors per hour. Now, you'll have to get the best shot of this, seeing the meteors when it's darkest outside, usually in the pre-dawn hours. You're going to want to find a secluded spot that's away from light pollution and has a clear view of the sky. I've been kind of giving you a recommendation this afternoon. The West Gate Heading over to Pickens, of course, it'll be closed at nighttime, but it is a perfect parking lot, an opportunity for you to plant that beach chair right there on the coastline, kick it back, and just look up and enjoy the show. Local residents, you can find that beach access spot for the best viewing angles, not only where I'm telling you, but up and down the coast, just away from the lights so you have a dark sky.
All right, and your third and final top three stories. Summer, always hot, of course, but this year shaping up to be real hot. The Old Farmer's Almanac says that June through August could feature sweltering heat, severe weather, intense wildfires, and the start of an active Atlantic Basin hurricane season. The Gulf is warm and will lead to intense severe weather events into summer. Predictions indicate a gradual buildup to record-breaking heat with above-normal temperatures across northwest Florida.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Okay, let me talk about the Wahoos real quickly here.
Why don't you?
Why not? Here we go. They're up in Birmingham doing their road trip up there. The Barons spoiled Pensacola's Sunday afternoon matchup, beating the good guys 4-3. The Wahoos are 18-9 on the season. They do sit in first place in the South Division. Tomorrow, Pensacola faces Biloxi, the Shuckers, game one of a six-game series.
All right, and we heard this earlier this afternoon. The Baltimore Ravens releasing kicker Justin Tucker. This is significant because he's one of the greatest kickers of all time. They recently drafted kicker Tyler Loop, but the organization continues to insist that this is a football decision to release Tucker. However, he's been accused of inappropriate behavior by 16 massage therapists from 8 different Baltimore spas and wellness centers, and all of the alleged incidents occurred during sessions between 2012 and 2016, covering Tucker's first 5 seasons in the NFL. The Ravens, regardless of why they made this decision, in truth, they did say that they appreciated Tucker's contributions to the franchise.
I would say he had quite a track record. Not a good one, but a track record. Of incidents is happening.
I mean, 16. What did I say? 16 allegations.
Yeah.
That's a hefty amount.
Oh yeah, it's pretty damning actually. Okay, listen. It took a pair of winner take all game sevens over the weekend, but the NBA playoffs are on to the second round. None of my teams are there, by the way. Greg Thompson fills us in on the conference semis.
We were waiting on the Western Conference with the 4-seeded Denver Nuggets eliminating the 5-seed LA Clippers on Saturday. And then the Golden State Warriors upsetting the Houston Rockets on Sunday. So with all of that settled, we're now down to our final 8 teams. In the West, the Nuggets will take on the top-seeded Oklahoma City Thunder, with that series getting started on Monday. The 7-seed Warriors, meanwhile, will play the 6-seeded Minnesota Timberwolves, who upset the LA Lakers. Over in the East, the top-seeded Cleveland Cavaliers and Indiana Pacers already started their series, with Indiana winning Game 1 on Sunday. Then Monday night, the defending champion Boston Celtics get going against the New York Knicks. Greg Thompson, Fox News.
Speaking of some postseason action in sports, there's just one game on the NHL playoff slate tonight. The Toronto Maple Leafs hosting the Florida Panthers, maybe you've heard of them, for game one of their second round series. Puck drop set for 7 p.m. But before that, the NHL's draft lottery is set for tonight at 6, with the San Jose Sharks having the best odds to land the first pick.
Okay, yesterday's NASCAR Cup Series win at the Texas International Speedway was badly needed for Joey Logano. You know what? I was just thinking about that because I know last hour we were talking about this. Joey made numerous appearances over at Five Flags.
Really?
For the Five Flags Snowball Derby, things like that. But he has not been a stranger to our area.
That's cool.
No, it really is. Greg Thompson has more.
Big picture, Joey Logano's legacy is pretty safe. The 34-year-old from Connecticut just won his third career NASCAR Cup Series championship last year, putting him in some pretty legendary company considering that only 4 other drivers have ever won more. This season has been a struggle, though. Through the first 10 races, the 22 car not only had no wins, but no top fives and only 1 top 10. And that all changed on Sunday with an overtime finish giving Logano his second career win at Texas.
The sport changes so quickly. It's crazy how he can just ride these roller coasters and proud of the team.
Logano there courtesy of FS1. And that win guarantees him a spot in the playoffs and also moves him up to 9th place in the point standings. Greg Thompson, Fox News.
And Sovereignty is your 2025 Kentucky Derby winner. The horse, ridden by jockey Junior Alvarado, crossed the finish line ahead of the rest of the field in the 151st running of the Derby on Saturday. Sovereignty just edged the favorite, Journalism, on a muddy track at Churchill Downs. Trainer Bill Mott says that he's still unsure whether or not Sovereignty will race again in 2 weeks in the Preakness. That's the second leg of the Triple Crown.
Mud found holes they didn't know existed after that race on Saturday. It was a muddy race, but it was very, very exciting. You know, if President Trump wasn't President Trump, he would be a pretty good sportscaster.
Really?
He knows sports pretty well. As a matter of fact, President Trump spoke with reporters in the Oval Office where he revealed the 2027 NFL draft is going to be held in Washington, D.C. on the National Mall. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser praised the move, claiming investing in sports will help transform neighborhoods.
The NFL bringing this event to the nation's capital will help us fill hotel rooms, our restaurants, and Americans from all 50 states will come to their nation's capital and enjoy our beautiful city and museums.
This is your CBS Sports Minute.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute sponsored by BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Please gamble responsibly. The Jets are almost a victim of the President's Trophy curse. Yesterday in Game 7, they were down 3-1 with under 2 minutes to go, and seven with 1.6 seconds left in regulation tied it up before completing the stunning comeback in double overtime. It was crisis averted for the Winnipeg Jets this time, and now let's see if the Jets can get 12 more wins to the first President's Trophy winner to snag the Stanley Cup since the Blackhawks last did it in 2013. I'm Zach Gelb.
What's up, baseball fans? It's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an Odds Boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your Odds Boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. Must be 21 years of age or older. This U.S. promotional offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements, rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Here's today's health news.
All right. Getting things started with a bit of a health look here. Wanted to touch on this very quickly. Excuse me. One of Pope Francis's final wishes was to convert his Pope Mobile into a mobile health vehicle for the children of Gaza. Francis expressed his concern over the war between Israel and the Palestinians in Gaza, noting that children are the first ones to pay the price of conflict. Nearly a million children have been displaced in Gaza with limited health care and preventable diseases and infections inflicting a heavy toll. The Pope Mobile will now be set up with diagnostic equipment and life-saving supplies, staffed by doctors who will take it into Gaza when humanitarian access is allowed once more.
Okay, we're going to rack 1555 on this one. The Department of Health and Human Services released a report on gender treatments for minors. Well, Alexandria Hoff has more details from Washington.
This latest review from HHS does not in itself shape policy, but it says it helps to fill a gap as it relates to medical ethics around pediatric gender transition. The takeaway of this 400-page review of existing medical literature is that there is little evidence that puberty blockers and hormonal treatment improves the mental health outcomes of children with gender dysphoria. So it mirrors the UK's 2024 CAS review that led to England and other European countries drastically scaling back gender care for minors. But the wording in this HHS review by these authors is more direct. It warns of significant harms from the current treatment model.
And May 5th is National Silence to Shame Day, observed at the beginning of Mental Health Awareness Month, which May is. Silence to Shame Day is an opportunity to move forward on erasing stigma associated with mental illness. It's estimated that 1 in 5 Americans are dealing with some kind of mental health struggle, and often they're doing it in silence. Today is the day to say that it doesn't have to be that way.
Okay, 544 News Radio 92.3. Health officials are taking this month to raise awareness about one of the rarest yet deadliest nervous system diseases in the United States. Lisa Brady has more.
This is House Call for Health. May is ALS Awareness Month. Written out, it's amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, a progressive neurodegenerative disease that impacts nerve cells in the spinal cord and brain. And there's no cure. The ALS Association says motor neurons go from the brain to the spinal cord and then the spinal cord to muscles throughout the body, which governs movement and muscle control. The disease causes those neurons to degenerate until they die, which means the brain can't control movement anymore, leading to loss of ability to speak, speak, eat, move, and ultimately breathe. It's commonly known as Lou Gehrig's disease. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House call for health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
All right, 5:45. Zipping by this afternoon. It's really getting away from us here. It really is. Good day, though. Austin Price has a look at the weather and local traffic together.
Yeah, looking at the roads here, got several spots of note. For starters, if you are traveling southbound on Three Mile Bridge, just coming over Pensacola Bay and heading into Gulf Breeze, we've gotten some complaints from texters saying that there are some backups in that area. So be on the lookout for that. And, of course, always feel free to text in 850-437-1620. Also got some backups on Avalon Boulevard. This is going to be if you are traveling southbound, coming over the water, heading towards Gulf Breeze as well. There's some construction work being done in that area, making it a hassle for some drivers. And last but not least, still got those backups on Highway 29 traveling northbound towards Broad Street. We've been keeping you updated on that. Still causing a heavy wave of congestion there. As for weather on a local scale, 76 degrees, low of 65 tonight. Tuesday is going to have about 20 to 30% chances of showers throughout the day, where the high will be 80 and the low will be 69.
Well, Austin, transitioning into Gulf Breeze on the bridge here, are we seeing delays, stop delays, or are we just seeing creeping, crawling delays?
It may be kind of creeping, crawling, but whichever one it is, it reaches for a pretty long while.
All right. Maybe a decision to shoot Garcon if you don't want to go through proper?
I don't know, maybe.
Okay. There you go. There's your pretty stellar forecast Austin provided there locally. Lower temps are in store for many Americans on the national snapshot. Here's Janice Dean with a Fox weather update.
We've got a very stubborn weather pattern this week, bringing days of unsettled, cooler weather for millions of folks over sections of the Southwest, the Great Basin, the Rockies, then into the Southern Plains, Lower Mississippi Valley, the Ohio Valley, and the Northeast. Heavy rain and flooding will be possible as this setup remains in place. Some stronger storms will be possible, so please stay tuned to your local forecast and Fox Weather. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. After President Donald Trump proposed a 100% tariff on movies that are made overseas, shares of the Hollywood studios took a hit today. Netflix, Disney, Warner Brothers Discovery, and more fell in early trading before a rebound later in the day. Sunoco says they'll buy Canada-based Parkland in a deal that's valued at roughly $9.1 billion. The two companies say the move will create the largest independent fuel distributor in the Americas. Shares of Sunoco, which operates in wholesale fuel distribution, fell 3% in morning trading. On Wall Street, stocks finished the session lower today, with the Dow dropping nearly 100 points, the S&P 500 lost 36, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ fell by 133. U.S. crude oil futures for June sit above $57 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
All right, 5:47. New owners are taking over a popular California-based athletic footwear brand. I'm not going to hold you in suspense. Skechers going to be absorbed by another company. And I thought that they were doing really, I guess they were doing well. Jenny Casola has a report.
Skechers is being sold to investment firm 3G Capital. It will pay $63 a share. The deal's estimated at $9.4 billion. In a statement, Skechers and 3G say the company will continue to be led by Chairman Robert Greenberg and President Michael Greenberg, and its headquarters will remain in Manhattan Beach, California. Robert Greenberg founded Skechers in 1992. He previously founded LA Gear in 1983. Skechers is among the world's largest footwear companies. Ginny Coselda, Fox News.
And the government will begin collecting defaulted student loan payments starting today. The collection efforts will be the first since the start of the pandemic. The Trump administration said the debt will be collected through a Treasury Department program that withholds payments from tax refunds, wages, and government benefits. The U.S. Education Department has not collected loan payments since March of 2020. Officials say in the last 5 years, student debt has risen to over $1 trillion.
Okay, President Trump, saving Hollywood. La La Land can survive. All right.
Please elaborate.
You got it. The president says he wants to save Hollywood by taxing movies that are produced in foreign countries. Lillian Wu has more on the trending story.
President
President Trump wants to hit another import with tariffs, announcing a 100% tariff on movies made in other countries that are imported, accusing other nations of offering financial incentives meant to draw our filmmakers and studios away from the United States. Writing on Truth Social, Hollywood and many other areas within the USA are being devastated. This is a concerted effort by other nations and therefore a national security threat. The Wall Street Journal reporting that movie executives were blindsided and scrambling to determine the potential impact of the move, which could extend the trade war beyond physical goods, also to an industry where the U.S. runs large surpluses. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
And Target adopting a new self-checkout policy given the recent surge in shoplifting. The retailer announced it's now limiting self-checkout to shoppers with 10 or less items. The company also said it's expanding its staffed checkouts to improve efficiency. Target says pilot tests showed that the new policy improved speed and customer satisfaction at stores. I got to tell you, when we first heard about self-checkout stuff becoming more popular, there were concerns about it taking people's jobs and everything. But now that people find it much easier to shoplift when they're doing it themselves, maybe that'll get more people in the doors.
You're absolutely right. I did have that conversation with a local Walmart manager.
Really?
And she told me that they were cleaning them out in terms of the shoplifting, going through self-checkout.
Yeah.
And that's why you're going to probably see a huge cutback with the chains like the Targets, the Walmarts, things like that, going to more of an oriented human person checkout system.
Good.
So anyway, they did confirm that over at Walmart, saying, man, this system of checkout is cleaning this out. A lot of shoplifting. Okay, it's time to sign out of Skype. Say it's not so. But it is so. Here's Eben Brown.
Microsoft today shuts off the once groundbreaking free video calling platform, Skype. It debuted in 2003, originally just for computer-to-computer calling, though it would later incorporate calls to actual telephone numbers. Microsoft spent $8.5 billion to buy it back in 2011. Despite its initial popularity, it very quickly fell by the wayside as more people bought smartphones, which soon came with native video calling apps. Microsoft is porting all Skype users over to its meetings platform, Teams. Eben Brown, Fox News.
All righty, 552, you're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll take one last quick break, and when we return in just a couple minutes, we'll get some pop culture notes and, of course, one last much-needed check of the roads and weather for this hour right here on News Radio 92.3.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
Hi, I'm Layla Ali. I might be undefeated in professional boxing, but there's one problem even I can't fight alone. Childhood hunger. Over 17 million kids in America may not know where their next meal is coming from. That's one in five children. Yet billions of pounds of surplus food produced right here in America just get thrown out every year. That's more than enough to feed every last hungry child. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks gathers surplus food and gets it to hungry kids before it goes to waste. But they can't do it without your help. Join me in supporting Feeding America and your local food bank by going to feedingamerica.org. Together we can knock out hunger. Together we're Feeding America.
To help solve hunger in your community and to find your local food bank, visit feedingamerica.org, brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Join Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring and Construction Wednesday at 10:30 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Jonathan will be sharing his years of expertise on flooring, including insight on materials, installation, and maintenance, plus lots of great advice on home and office remodeling, including kitchen, bath, cabinets, and more.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions, 850-437-1620.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Unbelievable. 5:55 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola. Heads up, Austin Price, he's in. Really ready to get at this. He's going to come. I got to get in here and talk about this. We're talking the weather, local traffic together. It is a busy day, especially if you are a breezer commuter coming from Pensacola over to Gulf Breeze this afternoon. What's up with that?
Yeah, we've got a couple of problems, Chris. Thank you. We do have some backups if you are traveling southbound, coming over Pensacola Bay on Highway 98, heading into Gulf Breeze over Three Mile Bridge. Do have some backups there. They're not as severe as they were earlier, but they are nonetheless present. And also got severe slowdowns if you are coming over the water on Avalon Boulevard heading towards Gulf Breeze as well. We did get a texter confirming that that was a slow crawl, so it's not like they're just stopped in traffic. It's just slowly but surely sort of thing. And also have some minor backups on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. As for the weather, 76 degrees, low of 65 tonight. Tomorrow, it's going to be a slight chance of rainfall throughout your Tuesday, high of 80, low of 69. And we're going to see those rain chances increase over the next several days after that.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Okay, 5:56, News Radio 92.3. Lady Gaga, she had a concert in Reno drawing a record number crowd of over just a mere 2.5 million people. But behind the scenes, a bomb threat was lurking and ultimately foiled, and they stopped it before it could really happen. Madison Scarpino has the details about the star's concert.
Police say the alleged plot was to set off Molotov cocktails and other explosives at Saturday's massive free show in Rio de Janeiro. And thankfully, the show went on successfully, as police say they arrested one man and one teenager for allegedly recruiting people to carry out the attack. Rio police say they believe the suspects were targeting Brazil's LGBTQ community. It's unclear how the two arrested were exactly involved. Brazilian authorities believe the suspects may be connected to a larger online extremist network. But there are still questions as to why the concert wasn't canceled. Police say they kept quiet at first in order to avoid panic.
And President Trump says he's directing the Bureau of Prisons to reopen and expand the historic Alcatraz Federal Penitentiary. Trump said in a post on Truth Social that America has been plagued by vicious, violent, and repeat criminal offenders, and that the country in the past didn't hesitate to lock up the most dangerous criminals and keep them far away from anyone they could harm. And he went on to say that Alcatraz will house America's most ruthless and violent offenders, adding that it will serve as a symbol of law, order, and justice. Alcatraz, of course, sits on a small island about a mile off the shore of San Francisco. One problem, though, it served as a prison from 1934 to 1963 and is now a museum. So it's been out of the prison game for quite a while.
Two major problems, actually. That and also sharks. The highly infested shark waters. It really is. I can't believe people, well, I guess I can, they tried to escape and they became shark bait. President looking to slap tariffs on film producers making movies overseas. Jared Halpern has more this afternoon from the White House.
President Trump says the U.S. filmmaking industry has been decimated.
Hollywood doesn't do very much of that business. They have the nice side and everything's good, but they don't do very much.
The president says most productions now happen overseas, and he's looking at tariffs to move filmmaking back to the U.S.
So we're going to meet with the industry. I want to make sure they're happy with it. Because we're all about jobs. It's all what I'm, it's very important.
A White House spokesperson says no final decisions on foreign film tariffs have been made. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And the first trailer being released for Spike Lee's Highest to Lowest, the film is loosely based on Akira Kurosawa's High and Low, which follows a businessman who's deciding to use his money to boost his career to save the life of a child. The cast includes Denzel Washington, Jeffrey Wright, Ice Spice, and A$AP Rocky. Highest to Lowest will hit theaters on August 22nd before streaming on Apple TV Plus on September 5th.
City of Gulf Breeze wants to add a fee of $14 per month to the bills of 94% of city customers to help cover the cost of expansion of the Tiger Point wastewater treatment facility. The mayor and city council holding public meetings today to review financing options for the $64 million project. It is called Alternative 2. Introduces that $14 fee With this, most customers will see their monthly bills increase to approximately $38. Coming up, news in about 12. This is News Radio 92.3.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.